This is Evan Kane, and this is a joint podcast with the Cannabis Education Company. Today, I'll be reviewing the PAX Era Cannabis Distillate Vape System. Please follow and like on social media channels for cannabis education or on my profile. We will soon be launching a website, so keep an eye out for that. As well, if you like what you hear, please donate to my Ko-fi account. Links will be in the descriptions or on side menus. And as ever, know your limits, don't drive or operate heavy equipment while under the influence, and if you're a writer like me, be aware that cannabis-related puns may occur while high. On to the review. 2 years after cannabis legalization in Canada, there's a wide selection of cannabis products: flower, oils, pills, edibles, gummies, cookies, chocolates, beverages, concentrates, and vape cartridges, which is a technology similar to e-cigarettes. Unlike dry bud vaporizers like the Volcano or Da Vinci, vape cartridges use cannabis distillate. This is a semi-clear oil where any of the waxes or undesirable compounds from the original plant have been removed. This allows precise dosage and targeting of the cannabinoid you want, THC or CBD. However, the distillation process usually removes the terpenes, the flavor. Most licensed producers, LPs, add the terpenes back in after distilling the oil. The result should be a taste and smell similar to what smoking or dry vaping cannabis buds would provide. Of course, the effect varies among users, but generally it's a faster and potentially stronger way of consuming cannabis. As for the e-cigarette type technology used, there are two models in Canadian retail stores, either a 510 thread or a PAX Era or similar device. The setup is battery unit and cartridge. 510 batteries require a special adapter to plug into a USB charger, while PAX Era uses a micro USB cable charger. Most LPs have embraced the 510 system. For the 510s, usage is simple. Screw in the cartridge, turn on the battery, either button or inhale activated, and inhale. Heat settings are done by adjusting the wattage on the battery unit. Recently, after experimenting with the 510 cartridge system, I had the chance to try the PAX Era. This system resembles Juul electronic cigarettes for a reason. They were both made by PAX Labs. A few years ago, PAX spun Juul off to its own independent company and went back to focusing on vaporizers for loose-leaf cannabis or tobacco. While there are many manufacturers of 510 threaded batteries, PAX is the exclusive manufacturer for their Era vape system. Both the PAX Era battery system and the distillate vape pods are more expensive than their 510 equivalents. 510 cartridges outnumber PAX pods by about 5-1. PAX is exclusive on the LPs they allow to make their pods. In 2019, they announced an agreement with four Canadian LPs to supply distillates for its PAX Era pen: Aurora Cannabis, Afria under brands Riff and Soleil, Organigram under the Edison brand, and the Supreme Cannabis Company, sold as 7 Acres. Since then, Zenabis, brand name Namaste, and 48 North have signed similar agreements. For the PAX, I paired it with an ultra-sour strain from Namaste. Upon putting the pod and battery together, my first concern: unlike the 510, you don't screw in the cartridge, you snap it in place. Asking around, I found sometimes the snap is more noticeable on different pods. This detail wouldn't be concerning if not for the fact that the 4 manual temperature changes can be activated by shaking the device with the pod attached. And if you're like me, you're picturing shaking the device and spending the next half hour trying to retrieve the pod from under the sofa. In addition, the device has Bluetooth functionality to access the mobile phone app where you can select a precise temperature. This app also detects the strain of the pod you're using, provides useful-ish information, and has a few games you can play, which I couldn't figure out, so it just ended up being
pretty nice
while I was getting baked. The app is currently only available for Android, as Apple kicked PAX Labs out of their store during their crackdown on vapes. PAX has created a desktop app for iOS users with the same functionality, but if you're using an iPhone and away from your computer, you can't access these features. As for the experience, well, it's nice. Really nice. Tasty. The pods are supposed to last a lot longer, which, as per my experience, is true. Yes, the PAX Era is portable, along with being smaller and more discreet than a 510 rig. It is easier to switch pods, as long as you make sure the pod is snapped fully in. All of that being said, my useless marketing BS sense was activated. My personal impression? PAX may be emulating a marketing and branding strategy similar to Apple. Let's review. Only manufacturer of the battery, exclusive arrangement with Canadian LPs, Bluetooth/Internet of Things functionality, higher price point, and
"we do this much better than our competition"
attitude. I may be a bit harsh. Being the sole manufacturer of the device sets them apart from the crowd. For the distillate, PAX Labs wants to team with similar businesses with high standards, and it's possible they will work with smaller producers as time goes on. Bluetooth functionality, besides offering precise temperature control, could easily be updated with additional features such as recommended temperature settings not just for the vape, but any terpenes. The higher price point isn't a huge difference. It's only $10 to $15. It's still early days on the vape distillate front and the cannabis industry itself. PAX Labs can probably carve out their share of the market by presenting themselves as something cannabis connoisseurs would use, yet that has its vulnerabilities. The 510 pens are easier for users to try without too much confusion, i.e. when you're really stoned. LPs making 510 cartridges could start producing higher quality distillate, start selling refillable or longer lasting cartridges at lower prices. They could even make a vape pod system similar to PAX Era. Finally, the limited selection could be problematic. People want a broad selection of product to try. If you had a high quality distillate on a strain you really want to try, the PAX Era system might be worth it, but I would personally choose the 510 over the PAX Era. This is Evan Kane. Thanks for listening. This podcast has been a collaborative effort with the Cannabis Education Company. Please follow us on social media and tell your friends. Have a great day.